Hi and welcome to another episode of Being Surreal. And in this episode we are going to talk about, do you really deserve what you actually want? I know it sounds very weird to listen, but I'll give an example and after that it will all get clear. Little bit of story time. So in class 11th and 12th, when I was preparing for competitive exams for college, like JEE and BITSAT, when I was preparing for them, I had a very slackish attitude. I would not say I was like that I won't study, and I was not also like that, no, I have to study like 25 hours a day. I was not like that. I was in between. So like I would study when I would have time, but I would study, and when I would have free time, I would go and hang out with my friend. It was not like that, no friends for now. So I had that kind of attitude, and as you expect from that, I got into kind of slackish college. Okay, I didn't get into IIT or something, not even NIT. So I was like, okay, I'll try with that. But then I like online classes happened, and it was not really even online classes. It was just that I got enrolled into this college, and the WhatsApp groups had been made. The classes had not yet started. So I saw the people and I was like, oh, I don't belong here. I was very regretful that I didn't study, but because I expected to get in better college. And of course, since I read books and I do all these intellectual things, should have been in a better college. And I actually deserve a better college. And I had that attitude for a while. That kind of impacted me the way I interacted with people in my college. Like, I was not rude to them, that no, you don't belong with me, just stay away, you are not up to my standard. I was not like that, but I had a little prejudice about them. So because of that, I would not really talk my intellectuality there. I hope that's a word. So I would not talk about those stuff. I would just remain your natural, average kind of introvert guy. Like, I would stay on my own, like I would just use my phone and stuff, and I didn't even interact with a lot of people in my class, and I don't think I still do, but at least now they know my name. So I would do that, and I would not really interact with them a lot, because I had this attitude that I don't deserve to be there. I deserve a much better college. But then something happened and I got into this conversation with my uncle about deserving thing, and I was like, I don't really deserve this college. And he was like, did you study? And I was like, yeah, kind of, little bit. He was like, yeah, so if you studied kind of, then you deserve to be in a kind of college. And then it hit me that yeah, he was right. I don't deserve to be in IIT because I didn't study for that. I am into the college which I deserve to be in because of my study. The difference was that I wanted to be into an IIT or NIT. Like, I wanted to be in a better college, but I didn't actually deserve that. If I had studied more, then I would have probably deserved. So a lot of things come to us because of our work and our action towards them. That's why we deserve them. Maybe someone is getting a better salary because maybe he worked for it. Like, while you were out partying with your friends, he was working and he was learning stuff and he was building his personality. So while you partied and he worked, now he has a better salary than you. It's not because just that you studied in same class, you deserve a better salary too. If you would have, then you would probably have got it. When I say that you actually get what you deserve, sometimes it's not true. Okay, for example, let's take a case of a studious kid. Okay, he studied for a lot of time and he worked hard a lot, he did all the possible things he could do, but still he didn't achieve what he actually wanted. Now, does that mean he didn't deserve that college? I would say no. Maybe he deserved that college, but he didn't get that because this time things weren't into his hand, like they weren't in his control. So this deserving thing applies on the things that are actually in your hand. Let's say you have to go to market, okay, you have to walk for it or like take a vehicle or something to go there. That's how you would reach there. That action is in your hand. You can do that. But then there are things that are not in your control. Let's say you made a sandcastle on a beach. Waves came and then they splashed your sandcastle and now it's ruined. So this time it's not really fault. Maybe you deserve that because you built it too close to shore. But that's just me nitpicking. So there are two things, okay? There are things that you can control, okay? And I want you to take charge of those things. And once you take charge of those things, your life will automatically improve. Because once you take charge of them, you would be like responsible for it. And you'd be like, since I am responsible, I would want things better for me. Everyone wants better life for themselves. It's not like someone is like, no, I don't want that. For example, let's say you are going somewhere and you know that the road which goes from left side has a lot of nails and stuff around it that might puncture your bike's tire. You might not go that way. You'll go the other way, which is safer and it has like a smooth road. You'll choose that. I don't think anyone would do so other than without any good reason, of course. So take charge of things you can, okay? And then there are things that are not in your control, like natural calamities or other things, like something just pop up in your life. You can't really do anything about them. You didn't have any idea, but they just suddenly appeared, okay? Those things are, you let them off. You can't do anything about them. So you let them be and you try your best to solve them. That's how you do it. This whole concept is very relatable to the deserve and want. You take charge of things, you'll get things you deserve. You won't take charge of things. You will assume the things you want are the things you deserve. Like, I can say I still deserve a better college. I deserve $1 million. Wait, not a million. I want $1 billion right now. I deserve it. Why? What do you mean? Why? I exist. I need $1 billion just for existing. I deserve that. How can you deny me? I deserve that money. Are you able to see the faulty line? This is just stupidity, okay? Things are like that, and I hope you found this episode enjoyable. That's it for today. And if you liked this episode, then you can like comment down below, because over time I'm transitioning from just audio to video platform too. So now all of my episodes are available on YouTube, because YouTube is much more interactive than these podcasts, though the podcast will still be there on the audio streaming platforms for much easier listening, but it will also be available on YouTube, and so that I can like interact with you and know if you found any flaw or you have any different opinion on the thing I said. Because in the end, what I want is I want to become better, okay? Any way that can help me in becoming better is a good thing for me. So you can give me your opinion and we can even discuss it on Twitter or Instagram. I'll just link my ID below and you can just go and check that out. And if you have any opinion, you can always ping me there. And I would love to have a discussion. And with that, I'll end today's episode and I hope you liked it. And if you liked it, just share it with your friends and I'll be happy about that. Thank you.